Theater companies around the country, including Arizona Theater Company, are increasing efforts to produce more diverse plays. Diversity means a number of things, from racial background to age to a range of ideas, in the attempt to serve a broader audience. As part of that, Arizona Theater Company has named the latest winner of its National Latinx Playwriting Award. It's Yale University master's candidate Benjamin Benet, who's being honored for his play Alma, and he's with me via Skype. Ben, how would you describe this particular play, and do you have a certain style, or are you still figuring this out as you become more experienced?
I think the voice is always shifting a little bit over time, but I would say that like the threads that connect all of my work are an interest in very intimate relationships between people. A lot of my plays tend to be very small in terms of the cast size. So this play, Alma, only has two characters, and I would say that's pretty typical of my work. A lot of the scenes that I tend to write are between two individuals because I think that allows the characters to really speak candidly, and we get a very intimate reflection of their relationship. I'm also really interested in expressionism and allowing sort of the interior, internal landscape of a character to be manifested in some physical or exterior way so that the audience can get a sense visually, sensually, for what is the character feeling and what would the feeling, if we could take it out of their body, look like on stage. There's a moment in the play Alma where the title character becomes so overwhelmed emotionally that she screams. And in that moment of her screaming, the electricity in the apartment surges and results in a blackout. And I found that that is a thread through my work, that a lot of times I have imbued my characters with the power to shift the landscape and environment around them in some tangible way, but that also expresses something deeply personal and an emotional content that that character is holding.
So where did that become comfortable for you, or is that still a work in progress as well in terms of wanting things that would touch people and grab people in such a way? Certainly that's one of the things about live theater that so many people love, but unlike the electricity in the apartment, what courses through you when you feel like you've hit on something that really will strike an emotional chord with people?
Well, I think all of my work comes from a thread of the personal for myself. I usually won't write a story unless I have a way in to it personally in some capacity. So I think, and that feels really important to me because I think unless the story means something that is deeply resonant for myself, I won't ask that of an audience that they would have to sit through something unless I fully believed in it and felt like it deserved their attention. And I would say that's been true of myself as a writer all my life. I think the sort of autobiographical almost always finds its way into the work, sometimes in subtler ways.
So Ben, theater generally, as many aspects of art, whether it's galleries, museums, whatever it may be, are working hard and struggling, some would say, to get more people of a certain generation to be passionate about it, but be passionate also in a way that that sort of combines maybe the traditional with new ideas. As a young person, where do you see, in a larger general sense, the world of theater where it comes to maintaining some traditions, and I don't even mean well-known plays, I mean even just the way they're put about. How do you blend that with trying to get newer generations passionate about it and also recognizing diversity and current issues that are going on right now?
I think it is a great challenge for theater. I think one of the challenges is that theater as a medium moves really slowly in terms of its development. So for example, a play like Alma, I've been working on since 2016. And here we are a number of years later, and it's just beginning to break into sort of the national consciousness. The play still has not had an official world premiere. So, and I think that's pretty typical in terms of a timeline for plays. Many of them, I think, go through from an initial draft through a three-year development period before they even see a production. And our world is shifting so rapidly, especially in the current political landscape, that I think sort of relevant stories that feel really timely can become really outdated, even over the course of a three-year working period. I think that means that theater needs to really be forward-thinking. The medium will be looking to a younger generation that is sort of pushing boundaries, looking for stories that haven't been a part of the canon traditionally. And I think that means being more inclusive of voices that are queer, that are people of color, that are indigenous voices and perspectives that we just haven't been getting as part of the United States sort of national canon in theater traditionally. And I think we're still not seeing enough of it, even with some of the shifting that I think is going on with, I think, a consciousness around theaters being more equitable, more diverse, more inclusive. I think the shifts are still happening at such a small increment that I think it's going to have to move a lot faster in order to stay relevant to a younger audience.
Benjamin Benet is Arizona Theater Company's 2019 National Latinx Playwriting winner for his latest called Alma. Ben, very nice to talk with you. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you so much.